Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated $265 million. Visit your favorite lottery retailer and play today.
I'm Jason Taylor. Police are investigating a suspicious death after the body of a man in his 50s was found in South St. Louis County yesterday afternoon. Officers say they arrived at a house for a welfare check and found the man dead inside. A high-profile attorney and a former FBI agent have been added to the team that's prosecuting Governor Eric Greitens. Bill Wise reports.
KMOV reports St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner has hired Harvard Law Professor Ronald S. Sullivan Jr., who has represented the family of Michael Brown, to assist in the case against Greitens. The governor has pleaded not guilty to a felony invasion of privacy charge for allegedly transferring a photo of his undressed mistress in 2015 while preparing a run for governor. A motion hearing has been set for 2 p.m. today to admit Sullivan onto the case. KMOV also reports Gardner has brought Anthony Box onto her team, a licensed attorney in Missouri with 2 decades in public and private sector investigation experience. According to the TV station, Box will assist with the continuing investigation into Greitens, but could also lead independent investigations of officer-involved shootings in the near future. Gardner refused to tell KMOV whether her office had obtained the key photo Greitens is reported to have taken of his partially nude mistress without her consent. Prosecutors admitted last week they didn't yet have possession of the photograph.
Bass Pro Shop founder Johnny Morris announced plans yesterday for the 2018 Legends of Golf event in Ridgedale, south of Branson. The April tournament will feature entertainers Mark Wahlberg, Kid Rock, as well as well-known golfers Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, and Gary Player. The Missouri Valley Conference men's basketball tournament has wrapped up in St. Louis, and SEC tournament action gets underway there on Wednesday. Tony Perino with the St. Louis Convention and Visitors Commission says the events are expected to have a major impact on the community.
With the hotel rooms we've been able to book for the two tournaments, it's about a $20 million direct economic spend impact for the St. Louis region.
The California School District in Mid-Missouri said yesterday that a 17-year-old and a 14-year-old freshman made threats against the high school. Police have charged the 17-year-old, who was not a California high school student, while the 14-year-old was taken into juvenile custody. A commission in Branson has voted by a 7-4 margin to send a nearly $500 million public-private water park project to the city's aldermen for consideration. Sam Clanton reports.
While nearly everyone who spoke during the hearing voiced favor for the development concept, the use of public funds, and specifically those beyond TIF capture, was the sticking point for opponents and for the commissioners who voted against the plan. The developers are seeking supplemental contributions from the city, amounting to another 25% of taxes generated by Branson Adventures, including general sales tax and tourism tax revenue.
Missouri is doing its annual statewide test of weather emergency equipment at 10 a.m. this morning. The regular outdoor warning sirens test is also happening as scheduled tomorrow. This is Missouri Net News.